And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 850, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and it's never been more obvious that we are a 90s podcast.
Very true.
Look at us doing our thing. Before I introduce the man to my right, I'm going to introduce the local stand-up comedian to my left. It seems like he's primed to make me laugh. I am, of course, talking about Jeff Murphy.
Why did I fall in love with a crazy goth Latina with a big ass? Because my heart beats in sync with her dark eyeliner, and my eyes can't help but follow the rhythm of her gothic curves. Why did Donald Trump suddenly claim he was both gay and Chinese? Because he wanted to be the first to make The Art of the Deal into a reality show on both RuPaul's Drag Race and The Great Chinese Bake Off. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much, Jeff Murphy. If you want to hear more jokes like that, look for him here in Las Vegas at Wise Guys or whatever. And now, the man who I am the most excited to see tomorrow during the Royal Rumble, I am, of course, talking about Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo, 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 yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Mike,
yes.
You know the singer of this band is the singer for Josie and the Pussycats, right?
I did know that, yes.
Yeah, very cool. We love Josie and the Pussycats around here.
Which it sounds like it's one of those things where I think when I found this out, it was because it sounded so much like her that I was like, surely this is just like the same person, right? And like I found out like because it sounds so much like her.
And we love you, the listener. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, especially on the East Coast, late night, baby.
I'm losing my voice, damn it.
Yeah, damn. We've just been giving out too many, singing too many songs about first Super Chat names.
That is what it is.
Where is it? Where is it? Is this it here? Wait, hold on. Oh, yeah. So, Mike, have you heard about the...
assume that I haven't.
Yeah, usually you haven't heard about these things. But this big fat lady who's a rapper, she's suing Lyft. She's suing Lyft because a driver was like, yeah, you can't fit in my car because she's giant and fat.
She is giant and fat.
So I guess Lyft apologized to her and met with her. So she decided to turn it into a big lawsuit
Well, who are those guys? Are there just two honest lawyers?
Yeah, I think it's like the guys from Lyft.
Oh,
because they tried to be like they tried to be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh no,
oh, what was he driving? So like the world's smallest car. Yeah.
Now is this just a case of like, hey, get in while you can, like get in while you fit in? Well, I didn't mean it like that. Get in where you fit in, but. I just meant like, hey, get your bag where you like, this is an opportunity is presenting itself where I could take down a big corporation. Should I just go for it or what?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously what it is, because she knows how big and fat she is.
But on the flip side, I think this guy got fired from Lyft.
What?
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What? For what? What's your saying?
Yeah, I got no space at mom. My car is small.
I can fit in this car.
Believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me. So, I'm sorry.
I mean, I can't see exactly what type of car it is, but yeah, it does just look like a sedan.
Yeah, but so does she.
Get her ass.
What am I going to
do about my money?
I'm
going to
cancel
you.
You're not
going to
be charged.
Yeah, you don't get charged.
So, you're telling me I can't get in the lift because I can't fit in your car?
Yeah, you need to order.
Yeah, I mean, look at you.
What makes you think I can't fit in a car?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What makes you think I can't fit in the
Look car? How she's trying to get him to say something, too.
Yeah, it's like why? Why?
Yeah, what? What
say
do you mean?
Say the words.
Yeah. What do you mean? Wait, what? What are you talking about? What's going on?
Why can't I get in the lift? Say the fucking words.
Say the goddamn words.
My best friend has a Benz that's newer than this that I can fit in. That's the same size.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just drive away,
so
dude.
So you really telling me...
Drive away.
I'm too busy in your car, so I gotta order another lift.
She has to say it because she wanted him to say it?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's just saying, sorry, my car's small. Like, he's not... He's kind of handling it kind of smart, where he's just...
Yes.
I'm not gonna say you're too big.
Yes.
I'm just gonna say my car's too small. I'm sorry.
It's the perfect deflection. Yeah. It's like, then at the very least, you have a leg to stand on.
And the thing is that... like you're not an employee of Lyft. You're an independent contractor.
Yeah.
So you are supposed to be allowed to deny people. I get that they also have to like reel that in a bit, because you can't just have people be like, oh, you're black. Get out of here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Drive away. You know what I mean?
Well, but imagine how much he's going to have to pay to get all the grease off the seats too, if he does let her in.
Yeah, exactly. With her fat ass. Yeah.
Greasy fat monster, bitch.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, fat bitch.
He cranks up rolling and then drives away. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Let's see. Hold on.
And to be more specific with you, I got very tired tires.
Oh, no.
What I got to do with your
tires?
Oh,
no, he fucked up.
What did he say? I get what tires?
He said something about his tires. I got really old tires,
yeah,
or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, that's... Dude, you were doing fine. You should have just said what you said and driven
away. You're right.
Away.
He should have just said, my car is too small. Cancel, drive away.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to keep sitting here and discussing it. Because also, she's filming you. At that point, like... Just start flipping her the bird. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking doing it like an old man that's mad.
He does donuts around her. She eats one of them.
Holy shit.
And to be more specific with you, I got very tired tires.
What I got to do with your tires?
Yeah, and... You have no space.
How do you know I don't have no space?
What I will say about her, I am...
How do you know I don't have
I
no
often,
space?
Like, get mad at the person who whips out their camera. She's not acting anywhere near as indignant as I would have expected her.
But I almost feel like that's more evil, because I think she's very premeditated. She knows exactly what
it
she's
is,
doing.
It is, but I almost respect that more than just, like, flying off the handle for clicks.
Sure.
That's right, Mike. This bitch be fat.
You know what, Jeff? You nailed it. Basically, I've been sort of like circling around trying to find the right words. Jeff found the exact words I had been looking for. So thank you so much.
I calls it like I sees it, and this bitch is fat.
Because I've tried before.
Huh?
Because I've been in this situation.
So every big person you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, this happened to my cousin.
No, I don't never have to order Uber XL. What's your name?
Yeah, I normally have
don't say your name. No, just drive away.
Normally she has to order an Uber XXL.
Yeah, hell yeah, you fucking.
I got a million of them, you fat bitch.
Nope.
But no, she got exactly what she wanted. Well, she didn't get exactly what she wanted.
She's fucking enormous.
She's so huge.
Dude. The fucking Bruce Willis is going to have to fly up into space and blow her up.
Because, dude,
with Ben Affleck.
And because this is not just someone that's like overweight. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, she's like
we're not
absurd.
Talking about someone that's just overweight or chubby or whatever the fuck. This is like a monster woman.
Yes.
Like, she has. It's when. Usually you see this with like the white gamer guys or like My 600-Pound Life or whatever.
Yeah.
Where they have this weird fucking pouch in front of them that like you're like, what is that? Like, yeah. Where does it go?
It's like a second butt, yeah. But it's the front.
But it's like, yeah, they fucked up, dude. I mean, I guess apologize like on your social media, but don't meet unless is this her lawyers? I assume these are Lyft people.
Well, they look
but
like
I don't
slimy
know.
Scumbags, so it could really go either way.
Yeah, it could be the lawyer she
wow.
hired.
She truly is just revolting.
I mean, we could check out one of her jams.
She is absolutely revolting.
She's Dank DeMoss. This song's called WTF. I love when we go into these people and we learn about their music.
Yeah, well, we have to.
Yeah.
Sound exactly like you thought yeah. I would.
And also, she's trying to get in on the fucking, is it Dave Blunt's? Who's I can't put down the cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's trying to get in on his business. Well, get out of here.
I almost said earlier, I was like, I feel like she needs to Dave promise Blunt. She's not going to call anyone the F slur. Big motherfucking reason, nigga. How the fuck did you,
shit. Yeah. I'm so geeked up, nigga. Geeked up.
Ay. Ugh. Your dreams, how the fuck did you make it out the hood? You was never there. You be on the ground fucking niggas with no hair. You be making plans with some bitches that'll off you. Shit, I got a plan with a plan, but it'll cost you. I've been teeing up for the city like a boss do. Wine in my ass with no hands, we ain't hunching. I cannot be fucked with. I am not a simp, bitch. I am not a kid. I'm a grown ass woman. I am not a doctor. It's weird. She doesn't have any of the fucking like charisma that a Dave Blunt has. Exactly. You and know it's what I mean? It's one thing to steal Ariel's voice, but you're also going to like make a big deal about the fact that the lift won't pick you up. Come
yeah,
on.
What the fuck? Yeah. Come on, you dumbass Ursula.
Yeah. Give her a goddamn voice back. I save you. I be overseas with a nigga just to pose with. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? If I care, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah, I done fuck, gave my fuck. All. I done ran out of fuck. I think he love me, but I really want to fuck. What the fuck, what the fuck? Ask me if I care, I don't really give a fuck. I done gave my all, I done ran out of fuss. I think he love me, but I really wanna fuck. One of the worst what the hooks. Fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? I'm his girl, I'm his bae, I'm his From Detroit to the A to New York. Said what I said, I don't do no back and forth. You cannot be like me.
You know what's interesting is the way they shoot her in this video.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like they purposely don't have her in a shot with something for like what's it called, like when you have something for like you put a quarter next to something,
oh,
so you know
for
how,
like perspective, not
yeah,
perspective
like
for,
what's
yeah,
the word
no,
I'm
is
looking
it perspective?
For yeah something like that, like for just for comparison basically, yeah. Like they keep showing like they shoot her like close usually,
yes,
and like because even this you see some people around her, but again they shoot kind of close. I mean you see her big arm. But like they don't like you don't see her next to someone for like a proper comparison here.
Well, and they were smart to make sure that when she was eating Pinocchio, that they were like, no, don't film that
yeah,
part.
Don't film what the fuck.
Don't film that part. we can't let anyone see that. Likely, I be making bank with OnlyFans. It's a hobby. Nigga wanna try me? How can you not like me? I want to some shit that you can never get your hands on. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Ask me if I care. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, Mark McGovern in the chat, I mean, he's being blunt, but he's correct. How do you even fuck her?
Well, yeah. I mean, you need like a cherry picker or something. like attach chains to her and lower her down or something. I don't know. I don't know
There's
how you do
Corey
it.
There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Thank you, Ms. Dog Lovers. Well, thank you for being a member of the Corey Cowboys.
Yeehaw.
Pound Store Lizzo, LOL. I guess because she's from across the pond.
Dollar
so it's like
store.
Dime store. Yeah, dollar store.
Gotcha.
What's so funny too is the common like pathway of like I'm bizarre looking to rapper is always like
it's immediate. It happens instantly.
It's always like, yeah, there's something weird about me and I'm a rapper every single time.
Every single time.
And also I rap and check out all my YouTube of all my music videos. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, what was she on? She was on Dead's house?
What's that mean? Fuck. What's that sentence mean? She be on
Dead's house. I don't give a fuck. She can barely... Dance house, maybe?
Deb's house?
Yeah, I don't, it was some reality show it looked like she's on TV on.
Yeah, waddling around. I don't give a waddling fuck. Around a mansion. The biggest
bitch acting the ass. See, that was like the one time we had more of a perspective on her size.
Yeah.
Where we saw like a wide version of her next to someone. She's big.
She should wear
spoilers. She's pretty big.
She's fucking you guys. Acting the ass. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I believe her.
Yeah, no, I
look
definitely
at her.
Believe
you think
her.
Someone looks like that would give a fuck.
cause where was the? Wait, that's not it. Hold on. Oh, is this one actually? Yeah, because in here is even more of her trying to eat Dave Blunt's lunch. Literally. I can't help it. I'm not even trying to do this. I swear. I'm not trying to do it. It just keeps happening.
Oh, Jesus.
Because she's rapping. Obama.
Everyone, you guys find a rapper. Never a jazz singer.
Yeah, thank you, Max.
That's true. When are we going to find someone that does ballet?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, why isn't it not like, I have 3 ears and I dance ballet. It's funny because it's saying that's Max's first super chat. I thought you had a super chat, Max.
He has.
But yeah, I feel
he
like.
He did because he's Rebo. He's yes. Max Rebo.
I feel like she fucking. What do they call it when like LeBron pretends to like fall down?
A flop?
Yeah, I feel like she flops this. She's trying to do a Dave Blunt's here.
Okay.
Because it's like she falls backwards.
Does he
during
often
her
fall? Is that
well, but it's not so much that he falls, but like it's like a thing that they would make a video of. You know what I mean? Like because of how he did this, he stood up.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like trying to do something like that.
She's like a Russian nesting doll and a slightly smaller version of her crawls out.
Oh, maybe she did just fall, actually. You know what? Now that I watch it again, maybe she did. For when I first watched this, I was like, oh, she's faking.
Well, she's got a real fucked up center of gravity.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Looking like the Michelin man.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck? Fucking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man over here.
Yeah, attacking New York and selling me tires.
Got a fucking whole ass cloud on your pants. Legs looking like a whole ass cloud.
Tut-tut looks like rain, motherfucker. Fucking.
Yeah, it's a dark ass storm cloud.
Fucking about to ruin my parade, bitch.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, the saddest thing, though, is she's getting what she wants. She's getting all this attention. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't, but it's funny, like, because it does show that, like, it's not like we're just out here looking for, like, severe obese people to make fun of. Because, again, Dave Blunt's came out, and we're like, this guy rules. Like, we're like, he's, yeah, maybe not you. Jeff and I are like, this guy rocks.
Yeah.
But at least you didn't have
this
disdain.
And Dave sure. Blunt's need a collab now.
No, Eric, you don't want to, thank you for the super chat, by the
There's
way.
There's not a lens wide enough, my friend.
I don't want her to yuck Dave's yum.
Which is what people like her call eating someone else's food.
Imagine if they fucked, though. Are they 69?
Whenever I do look at her, though, I say yuck.
Yeah, hell yeah. You're yucking my yum.
Yeah.
We have another one coming. I'm just waiting. Obama. Oh, there we go.
To be fair, she is only rapping what goes through my head every day at work, rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's
Thank
true.
You, Ms. Dog Lover. Yeah, just what the fuck?
She's only rapping everything I think whenever I look at her.
She's only speaking for us, the common man. Now everyone has to act like she's cool though, because they want like they just want to be hanger-ons or whatever.
Yeah.
The oh, dog, Mike. Oh, go ahead.
I said the dog pees on her because he thinks she's a tree, a mighty oak. Yeah. Oh, a mighty oak is here. Time to pee. I am a dog.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't know we're up in the Northwest Redwoods.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were in the forest.
Mikey Carbs in the chat. Love to see you, Mikey. Oh. It looks like she shoplifted and put everything in her pants. Yeah, it really does look like there's like other shit going on there.
Ma'am, do you have a Jeep Grand Cherokee in there?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like, yeah, you're gonna. It worked. I guess I can't hate that it worked. What's going on with her?
Just in general.
Yeah. What's up with her? With her? I just wonder, did they have more about her case? Because they're probably just going to settle.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah. Even though they should just fucking throw the book at her ass. Is she suing the driver?
What?
Oh, no. Alleges. Okay. I thought it said sues Lyft driver. No. Alleges Lyft driver denied her ride based on her weight. Yeah. We all fucking know he did.
Yeah.
As he should have.
Yeah.
Detroit-based rapper filed a civil lawsuit against rideshare company Lyft. In the complaint filed Monday in Wayne County, Dajua Blanding, who is known professionally as Dank DeMoss, she paid for Lyft for a ride from her home in Detroit to a football watch party at her cousin's house for the Lions playoffs game. When the Lyft driver, who is not identified by name in the complaint, arrived at her home in a Mercedes-Benz sedan, he refused to let her in, instead locking the doors and driving away.
Locking the doors.
Okay, those are her attorneys. Yeah, you were right. That's why they look so scummy.
Yeah, they look like scummy.
Yeah, they look
slimo.
Like scumbags. Actually, let me pull this up here for the chat.
Yeah, they just have that look. They're both young-ish, but they just look like fucking sleaze bags.
So yeah, he's too big to get in the car. Well, no, he said the car is too small. He didn't say she was too big.
Exactly,
let's be fair.
Yeah.
Let's be right media here.
We're fair to everybody.
It has been shared 8,000 times. The driver canceled the ride, drove away. The rapper said she was unable to attend her cousin's party due to the driver's actions and suffered an array of damages, including stress, humiliation, embarrassment, outrage, mental anguish, fear, and mortification, emotional damages, plus the resulting attorney fees and other damages to be discovered through the course of litigation. This just makes you even more of a fucking rat.
Yeah.
We have no sympathy for you. Like, if someone was just unhealthy and they were like, I hate that I'm like this, but I don't know how to get better. Like, you'd have sympathy for someone.
Or if like the Lyft driver like turned on his phone and was like mugging at the camera. Like,
yes.
What
yeah.
Fucking,
if he was trying to do a goof.
Her,
yeah.
What the fuck?
But no, she didn't suffer any of that, because if you were suffering humiliation, you wouldn't post it on your Finsta.
Well, but also she is suffering humiliation because she's been seen ever in her life.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I get that you're feeling all those things, but are you going to sue everybody at the grocery store too? Because they all think the exact same thing.
I'd rather suck on Barbarian's titty. Shout out Barbarian.
Yeah, baby. That's a good one.
Lyft said it does not comment on specific incidents.
This chick bursts through the wall and rips my arm off.
Lyft unequivocally condemns all forms of discrimination. We believe in a community where everyone is treated with equal respect and mutual kindness. Driver's actions amount to weight harassment and violate her rights under the Michigan Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, seeking an unspecified sum.
It's cited here, no matter how disgusting and fat you are, you're allowed in somebody's car. Hey, we didn't make the rules.
In another video shared on an Instagram, she said she weighs 500 pounds. She also said sometimes she doesn't realize the limitations that her size presents. Uh-oh, she better delete that fucking video.
Yeah.
My mind does not know that I'm this big, so I be feeling like I can do everything, she said. That's, you're sinking your own ship. Don't start saying that.
But then I walk to the kitchen and I'm worn out. And then I feel like I can't do really much at all.
She has more than 173,000 followers on Instagram.
That's the same amount of calories she ate yesterday.
1,200 monthly listeners on Spotify, where her latest single, I Miss You, was released January 4th. Look, getting all these plugs, dude.
It was a song about a bakery.
He's got them all, dude. You ain't shutting him up.
And they're all lazy, too.
Yeah, they're all like...
The first couple ones are clever, but now I'm just like harassing her.
Where's I Miss You? She don't have a music video for it. Dank DeMoss. Seeing his liar video. She got a lot of vlogs. This is kind of similar to there's this annoying fucking guy that going back to theme parks for a second. Like, on one hand, the base idea of what this guy does is fine and probably helpful, where he's trying to go over the ride capacity as far as weight size.
Oh, like, hey, if you're a fat person, here's the rides. You like, if you want to avoid an issue, don't ride these rides.
I weigh this amount. I wear this size shirt. And I can ride this ride. I can ride this.
I can ride this, but it's uncomfortable. I can't ride that. This one, they might give you crap.
But instead of what he does is he'll go to the test seat, and the test seat won't work. And then he still gets in line. Even though he knows it's not going to work, he fucking gets in line, waits an hour or whatever, and makes some poor fucking kid employee have to be like, try to push the lap bar down, and it won't. He's like, sorry, like, it doesn't.
Yeah, what do you want from me?
And, like, because... I mean, they clearly have a test seat because that's embarrassing and no one wants to do that. But he's like putting himself through that for the clicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
annoying. Which makes it annoying.
Yeah, just go back and help the Big Hero 6 fight off all those robots in San Francisco.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
She doesn't have music video.
You know what's weird, though, is Baymax looks less fat than her.
Yeah, he does.
Like, realistically.
Dank DeMoss, I Miss You. I want to hear I Miss You. I'm destined. God,
it's
damn
a
it.
It's a cover of Blink 182. Where are you? There it is.
Yeah, here we go.
I like how we're like, we need to find this song that sucks and we'll be lame and boring.
Yeah, we need to find this song we're not gonna like.
Oh, it's about, like, probably your brother or something. Like, look at the picture.
Yeah, the picture. It's Bupak, maybe.
Oh, shit. It was your boyfriend, but, like, in the middle of the night, she rolled over. I miss you so bad.
All right. We get it. That's just a snippet. We don't need to hear any more of it anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's that. That's this lady. She's fucking
disgusting. And,
she's gonna get. Yeah. She's gonna get some cash out of it. So I guess good for her. She's getting a bunch of attention out of it.
Yeah.
She's got Jim and them talking about
her. I'm sure she'll turn her life around with all this money.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. That's what. Well, actually, no. It was reversed. I was gonna say that's what happened with Big Punisher. Remember the rapper? Big Punisher is a big fat guy.
Yeah.
It was like the reverse thing where he was just a regular dude, and then like a city bus ran over his foot or something. And he won a bunch of money suing the city, and he became super fat. Like, that's how he became Big Punisher.
Wow, and then he did that song with Incubus.
Let's see. Oh, and back to fucking our guy from the Bikini Barista. This guy's taking the internet by storm. They had a gooneral at the...
Man, irony is you always think that you've gotten as deep as it can get, but irony knows no depths.
I kind of love it, but hold on, I just want to make sure I have
like
this.
Remember when Let's Ninja Run into the Area 51? Like,
and that blew up. Yeah,
basically nowadays everything is just that, but actually happens. Like that was a goof. And no one intended to do it. Now
there was a few people that did try to really do it, but yeah, you're right. Most people are just like, haha, yeah.
But now everything people do is like, well, what if we did run into there if you want like ninjas, except just other stuff.
Yes. So they all went to the drive-thru where the guy drove through with his pants down and then later killed himself, and they had a gooneral for him. But this is, it's funny because this is the same as like, what was the thing that that was blowing up recently? Well, it was like the Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest. Did you see when they were doing those?
Yeah.
And then they had like a someone else lookalike. So it was like these weird little, like almost flash mobs kind
of,
where they're like, we're going to meet in the park and do this. But now they're like, oh, we're going to meet at the barista and we're going to mourn the guy that had his pants
off.
We're
going to have a gooner roll.
And it's actually, you know, it's an extension of like Harambe. It's like that type of shit.
Yeah, like I said, it's like a, it's like as ironic as you can get, but like it's also like trying to create, like it's backwards. Instead of finding a meme like Harambe and running it into the ground, it's almost like working backwards and trying to create the thing, like running it into the ground before it exists.
I mean, I do like that this guy has like a big poster that he made.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's doing a prayer. Hallowed be thy dick, I think he said.
Oh, kingdom come, like the come that comes out of your dick.
The bikini something in Tempe. I will be jerked on earth as it is in Jerkmade, I think he said.
What's a Jerkmade?
I think it's like one of those, like, remember, what's his face? Joe Barry, remember he talked about the, like, the jerk off videos where you, like,
oh, like the Guitar,
like Guitar Hero?
Hero?
I think it's something like that, right?
Okay, cool. Dope. Hell yeah.
Amen. When I say his name, you say Nautica. Say his name!
Nautica!
Say his name!
Nautica!
Do you think if you had a choice of like dying and no one remembers you or cares, or like everyone is doing this as a goof, like would you take the goof?
I want to be so anonymous. I want to be the most anonymous dead. I want to be the goddamn unknown soldier, bro. I want nothing, like, because the logical conclusion to this is this guy got lucky in that the most embarrassing thing happened.
Yeah.
Like as he died, and it was the reason he died. If I died and then someone did this, the next step is like, well, let's dig up all the skeletons. Things that no one would have logically looked into, but then suddenly everyone's finding. Because, like, here's the thing. Like, every once in a while I think about, like, dude, if I died tomorrow and someone was like, oh, well, like, let's look through his phone. I don't want anyone to fucking see what's in my phone.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, my mom might want, like, closure or something, or be like, oh, let's grab pictures for his funeral. And then it's just like, well, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Now she's going through my fucking phone.
Yeah, no. Oh. But I mean, I think there are some people out there that would be like, you know what? I'll take the goof. Give me the goof. I don't mind.
I don't want,
Goof. I want people to say my name and remember me. Oh, thank you, Eric, in the chat. 14 likes away, people. Let's get that hundo likes. If you're hanging out, we appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Nautica!
You know, give us likes for Nautica Malone. I think that was his name. It was Nautica something. Well, and also this goes back to the point we were making. When, I mean, everyone made this point, but after it happened, if this guy, this guy killing himself, he made it way worse than it ever would have been.
So, like, so much worse that it's almost incomprehensible.
Exactly.
I don't think.
Yes.
I think even if like he was like fucking, like Scrooge and Jacob Marley's ghost showed up and was like, I'm gonna fucking tell you some shit and get ready for it. It's the hard truth. If you kill yourself, the whole world's gonna know your name and it's gonna be so much worse.
Yeah.
I think he'd be like, yeah, nothing could be worse than this. And he'd still kill himself because he could not comprehend how much worse it actually got.
Nautica!
Say his name!
Nautica!
Say his name!
Nautica!
Dude, everyone, like, cracking up. They can't even believe how funny it
is. But this is also one of those things where, like, 10 seconds in, you're like, all right, I guess I'll drive home.
What are we doing?
Like, why am I here? This is like,
hey, we hanging out after? Or, I gotta get up early tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go to In-N-Out Burger, go to Double Double.
And we got another guy taking it probably too far here. This guy, he's pulling up with his pants down.
How's it going?
Good. Do you have a water cup?
Good. You do have to purchase something.
I can't get a water cup.
We don't allow filming. Were you here last night?
No, what's that?
Yeah. Go ahead and turn off.
I
can't goon. I can't goon. You killed that man. You killed that man. You killed that man.
Wasn't this embarrassing?
Right? It's kind of embarrassing. Because
it's you can tell that he thought it was going to be a joke, and then he was like in the middle of it. He's like, well, this isn't funny or fun. I guess I'll just start yelling at them like I'm actually more serious than I was. Also, he's got the ashiest legs I've ever seen. It looks like...
Saw some lotion on for his pal.
Dude, that is like shocking what I'm looking at right now. Like, it looks like a cat scratched him. Like he's just got scratched. Like, that is... He's got shocking legs.
I'm allowed filming. Yeah. Were you here last night?
No, what's that?
Yeah. Go ahead and turn off.
I can't goon! I can't goon!
Is I can't goon supposed to be like, I can't breathe?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that is probably what he's going for, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
That man! You killed that
because
man!
It's also, it's not you... like, I'll admit, I think it's kind of funny that they all went outside and said a prayer for him or whatever. Like, I think that's fine. But it's like, to yell at these fucking dumb girls that just have to work at this stupid bikini barista place, like... Now you're like bringing in some employee to a thing.
But it
like,
also got 8 million views, and that's exactly what he wanted. And so it's just like, that's kind of the problem.
That's true. And then he replies to it like, wow, didn't expect this to blow up. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
this
sure.
was the point. This is what you're going for.
Oh, guys, I swear I put lotion on my legs. It was just a goof.
You killed that man. You killed that man. You killed that man.
Dude, look at his gym.
Like, go back.
Like, what on earth are we looking at? It looks like he's got like Saran wrap wrapped around his legs or
that's
something.
That's weird.
These are baffling looking legs. Like he's like he looks like a chalkboard after like an entire day after class, and like you've kind of like used the old like eraser, but like there's still remnants of pretty much everything.
Yeah, he's got dry ass skin. He's been like scratching his mosquito bites a lot.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You killed that man! R.I.P. Nautica! You killed that man! You evil, sick fuckers!
Whoa, man. Cool, funny.
Whoa, bro.
Oh, this guy's old, so funny. What the fuck is wrong with his legs? How is no one else asking this question?
I was trying to see if there was any. Is he also the guy that was running the gooner?
Oh, looks like he is.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, the gooner for Nautica Malone. Was there a letter? Did we get to read his letter?
Oh, he had like a suicide note?
Like, someone in the chat mentioned something about his letter.
Oh, he called his brother, I guess.
Left note for wife.
Oh, okay. Make sure that no one knows what happened. Yeah,
please avenge me.
She's like,
make sure they have a gooneral for me.
Oh, make sure that some guy with crazy legs fucking screams for me.
I apologize. I love you, queen. I made a mistake, and I don't think I'll be able to face you and the babies. I don't know why I drove through like that. My mental has been fucked up. I'm not a monster. I apologize, and I love you forever. If I am in critical condition, please pull the plug. Holy fucking shit, dude. I guess that's something you got to worry about. Like, what if this doesn't work?
Holy shit, dude.
This is dark as hell.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine putting, hey, if I somehow live through this, please make sure I die in your own suicide note?
To all my family and friends, I love you, and I'm so sorry. I love my kids and family. Please forgive me. Yeah, man, dude, you should have just waited. You should have waited a little bit.
Dude, it would have blown over so fast.
It would have been fine.
You would have been so fine.
Who's Ken Flores, dead at 28, comedian? Sorry to go off topic. This is a popular article right now on TMZ. Do I recognize Ken Flores, cardiac arrest, vaxxed?
No, Jim. Based on the picture, it might have been something else.
Who is he?
A question everybody has been asking.
I don't know. He's on tour. Maybe someone. There's always a comedian that I've never heard of, and they're like huge. So who knows?
Yeah.
But this kind of reminded me. I've been watching some Sundance movies, and I watched there's a documentary coming out. I'm sure it'll end up on like Netflix or HBO soon. It's called Predators, and it's about like To Catch a Predator, but also they touch upon a little bit the copycats, like the online people,
like the vigilantes, the BOPOCs.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, if they mentioned fucking BOPOC, they didn't.
Oh,
I was like, oh my god, if they mentioned BOPOC in this documentary. But no, they go to this other guy,
Dr. Pepper guy.
Yeah, I wish. I did see. And maybe I didn't recognize Dr. Pepper guy, but I did see the other guys that are filming with Dr. Pepper guy. They didn't interview them, but they showed a clip from one of the, because they're like, I'm gonna smack the shit out of you, and it's like, oh, those are the guys. Like, right. I recognize those guys. But they hang out with this guy Skeet Hansen. Just a black guy, and he pretends to be he's like, I like how Chris Hansen would come out in a suit and try to interview them. So
I'm Skeet Hansen.
And but he has like over a million subscribers on YouTube. I mean, it's really funny at one point because they are interviewing this guy that they bust.
You know what, Jim? I know that people want to do all these bad gimmicks to try and get followers. I'm simply going to stay over here and make fun of the fattest woman I've ever seen over and over. And I'll work with my meager audience. I'll keep it clean over here.
Because they get caught in a moment where this guy is like super depressed, and like they could tell, like they bust this dude in a hotel room, and he has a decoy named T-Coy. She's a big fat old lady, and they keep trying to act like she's 14. And you even hear, like, they'll be in the bathroom, but you can hear when like the guy comes in the hotel, he's like, you're not 14. She's like, yeah, I am. He's like, you are not 14.
What are you, some sort of T-Coy?
Yeah. But they're basically interviewing this guy who's essentially suicidal, and he has to be like they kind of feel for him, you could tell, but he has to be like, well, you know, you've just been skeeted. Like, you know, that's like their catchphrase probably.
Jesus Christ.
But he had no energy in it. You could tell he like was sad, but he like knew, no, I got to do for the video. You've just been skeeted. I didn't really like the doc though, because it does. I think there are questions. We ask these questions when we've watched those videos. Like, there's definitely questions to be had about like, where does it change from being like a service, a public service, to entertainment?
Yes.
I do think that's a valid question, but I think they focus a little too much on giving sympathy to some of these people and trying to excuse them a bit. Now, I get it. There's weird shit, even when you get into the Dateline stuff, where like sometimes it feels like the decoy is like being like, come on, come over. What do you mean? You're not going to come over? You should come over.
Like,
don't be a pussy.
Yeah, maybe the urge was there, but like they were never going to act on it until like push, which far be it for me to defend that, but it is like, you're kind of like creating a crime and then like glorifying that crime.
Yes. Yeah. And I felt like the guy that made it's a little too smug, and he puts himself in the movie a little bit too. Anyways, that's just Predators.
Imagine someone putting themselves in their own documentary.
Yeah, come on.
A ton of times.
Yeah, for no reason. I guess from one fat rapper to another fat rapper, this white guy, Jin Lee. He's the latest white rapper to use the N-word. Oh, actually, I do want to watch this video, too. We'll watch that after. And, I mean, I've never heard of him, but this is like a fast track if you're a white rapper. Like Stitches. We went through this whole thing with Stitches.
Sure.
Who we ended up loving.
I also always thought Stitches was Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but still. He's more white than he is, even if he is. But he's a big, fat, redheaded rapper. He looks like, I don't know if people know who Harry Knowles is. If you're into the movie film rumor scene from back in like the early 2000s, he created this website, Ain't It Cool News. And he looks like if Harry Knowles was a rapper.
Does he have any black guys in the video?
Yeah, supposedly from what he says, because he's in like a gang or something, and he does hang out with like a bunch of black guys.
Okay.
And they said he's cool. He's got a card or whatever.
Looks like Dimebag Darrell.
You was smoking weed at 15, I was serving bone. Mama never home, I used to come in with that gun. She know I'm the greatest, she say, baby, you the one. But I know you'll throw your life away to get that nigga gone. I put turkey bag on fake chick. It ain't shit to go get a check. It ain't shit to pop in the city. Have you ever been on a private jet? I'm off a BK with the Nets. I'm sending packs like I'm sending texts.
Does he say I put turkey on fake chicken? Turkey bacon on fake chicken?
Yes.
But again, it's just another like freaky looking guy that raps. You know what I mean? Just... It's always like, I guess you got to have a gimmick almost.
Yeah, really. It's like, what's that fucking super ugly slut girl?
Ice Spice?
No, there's another one. Oh my God. Sexy Red.
Oh, yes.
Where
yes,
she's like, her whole thing is like, she's like the other way where she's not fat, but she's like just a big gross like whore. And that's her whole thing.
Her whole thing is like, and she's even like, cause Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are already like, fuck my fucking cunt swat, twat, whatever. Yeah. But she's even worse, like slurp up the dick and balls and fucking. Yeah.
And she looks like fucking like Penny Hardaway. Like she does, she's like awful looking.
But yeah, he had to kind of, people were trying to call him out a little bit. So.
Viral the past couple of days. Hey man, it's Jen Lee. You know, I've been going viral the past couple of days, so I just want to say a couple of things. First thing first, if y'all watched that fucking video, bro, and y'all heard anybody in that room say the N-word, if y'all's ears heard anybody say the N-word, y'all sick out your motherfucking mind, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody say the N-word around me getting packed the fuck out. Fuck is you talking about? But me, I'm a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You see what he's doing there?
I don't understand.
I think he's saying, like, we don't say N-word. We say, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, if you're around me saying N-word, that, I'm going to beat the fuck, like, literal just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Anybody say the N-word around me getting packed the fuck out. Fuck is you talking about? But me, I'm a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't say no N-word. I said nigga. Fuck is you talking
is
about?
Is there any possibility where this is how the Rizzler ends up? I hate to even put this idea out there.
Jim.
Because I love the Rizzler so much.
I think the Rizzler has too much of a support system around him.
Yeah.
I think actually what's more likely is the Rizzler grows up, loses weight, and like tries to shy away from the public spotlight.
Yeah,
that's what
I
think.
See that.
I think that's probably the more likely direction for the Rizzler.
Man, I'm around a bunch of my niggas, you know what I'm saying? And really like that, really got that bitch on us, really in the hood every day. Y'all marching up the wrong street. Y'all want to be Al Sharpton and MLK and all, man, y'all need to go by the courthouse. Y'all better walk up Main Street. Shit, y'all better go downtown somewhere. Cause these ain't the streets you want to be marching up. You know what I'm saying? 60 Crip. Fuck is you talking about? Hey, really tapped in from the Bloods to the Crips. From the Bounty Hunters to the 60s. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. But whenever you come for me, you coming for a whole gang, brother. You ain't going to make it out. If you do make it out, you're going to be limping hard in the bitch.
Now, do we think he's him or what? He's acting like he's him.
I mean, no joke. This guy feels authentic to
That's
himself.
What I was kind of thinking that myself.
Like, I think he's one of those guys that, like, rap is dumb like 90% of the time, and so much of it is like bluster. I think that his stuff's probably not bluster,
kind of like how, because there are rappers like that. I mean, even we talk a lot about Boosie,
yeah,
and maybe less now, but at least in his younger days, like the reason why people like Boosie is because he was really about that life. He was really like in the streets or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I think the fact that he can double down this aggressively, it doesn't seem like it's out of desperation.
Yes.
It feels like he's like, I almost shouldn't even dignify this with an answer, but I'm going to just to like prove to you guys how dumb you all are for being mad at me.
So that means you like his song now.
No. Atrocious music. ugly face. disgusting lifestyle and bad music.
And then some lady rapper made a diss about him or like a response to him. White bitch saying nigga, I want you to die, yeah bitch, my trigger. It's my ass to kiss, motion to dismiss. All the crips up in his mentions, giving him permission, says. What is funny is because this is kind of like, this is trying to be like thoughtful rap. This is like I mean, it's, I'm not saying it's good, but they're trying to be like, I'm going to kill him with bars. I'm going to kill him with bars and logic.
Yeah, it's like, to what end, man? Like, what's your end game here? Because there's nothing good's going to come out of it. Like, you'll get Jim and them to like question your motives, and that's the best you're going to get.
Because it's not, I mean, because it... In a weird way, this comes off as less it's not the right word.
It's less authentic than
authentic,
him.
That's what I mean.
He's more authentic than she is, I think.
Like, she's just literally trying to get some of his clout because he's getting clout. This is like, I mean, and we should probably do this. We should make a diss track to the Fat Lyft driver rapper. And then start beef, and that's how we get attention.
Yeah. But then some podcast is going to make fun of us.
Yeah, true.
I can't handle that. My skin is too thin.
Ooh, beat change. I want him to get lynched and die up in the ER. I guess I'm triggered, but I don't know who we are. Some gang banging, pippin' ass bitches giving rewards. And because crackers singing it was. And what's worse than a black man giving passes is the violence that's going to happen. Like, it's just boring.
This isn't the hill to die on.
Yeah.
Feels like this is a weird hill to die on.
This isn't your rocket to the top.
Yeah.
Rapper Perfect. Dallas Rapper Perfect. Is your rap name Perfect? Shut up. What are you, Mr. Perfect over here? Get the fuck out of my face. Yeah. Fucking Curtis Lowe or whatever his son's. What's his son's name?
Curtis Axel.
Yeah. So there you go. Jin Lee, I mean, hey, he's getting... Well, they're all getting the attention they want. They're getting the attention from Jim and them. This is what they want.
Yeah, that's right. We noticed you. You're welcome.
Well, but also, because, and I almost forgot, when I was going to pull this up, I saw this other video that I did want to get to. This guy fucking crashes out, as the kids say. He got fired from his UPS job, and he crashes out. And what's funny is, even in the thumbnail, he's doing the Wojak point. He's doing, like...
I don't know what that means.
Seen the, like, it's like the meme where it's like they let me pull it up real quick. Hold on.
Yeah,
it's like the woe face and then the point.
I'm sure maybe I'll recognize it, but it's probably out of my wheelhouse. I've heard Jeff say the words Wojak a lot of times.
Well, Wojak's just kind of like those drawings, like the
like the angry meme face that's going like,
yeah,
like one of those.
Because he's doing the point, like what this guy's doing.
Oh, have I seen that? Maybe I have. I don't know.
I think that's based off like a real picture too.
Okay.
But I mean, on one hand, I love that this guy, like, I think all of us can kind of appreciate a good I got fired freak out.
Well, it also is like, did he get fired for like jerking off in his truck? Or did he get fired like unfairly?
Because
that kind of... That will dictate a lot of my support for him.
It's hard to gauge because you don't know if you can believe him or not, because it also immediately makes you sus when you start doing this, because it feels like, well, you might not be in it. If you're going to do this when you get fired, I don't know how innocent you are.
Sure.
But maybe it is something so egregious happened that just set you over the top.
Getting fired from the UPS store by this cuck loser fucking coward. Cuck loser won't even fire me at the beginning of my shift. Wait till the end of my shift.
Ooh, that would
piss
me.
Fucked up, right?
Dude, that would piss me off.
Some people in the chat, in the comments, were like, "Well, you get a day's pay or whatever."
Shut
it's
up.
Like, yeah, no.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Won't even fire me at the beginning of my shift. Wait till the end of my shift. Here he is. Darren, the cuck fucking loser from 1892, he's a fucking loser who doesn't know shit about running a business, and he's going to let an alcoholic fat fuck named Joe fire somebody with 10 years of experience because he complained that Joe won't train my fucking coworkers, and Joe puts nigger on the fucking radio.
So I don't know what that means. Like...
Uh-oh.
So what is...
Uh-oh. Hey, you know what? We've all been mad before, but like, uh-oh.
Yeah, he kind of does kill all his momentum. He kills all his momentum. But what is he saying? Joe won't train his coworkers, and Joe put that on the radio?
What it sounds like is that he got fired by this guy because of something Joe snitched.
But he had Joe, this fat fuck Joe is the one that also fired him, maybe?
It kind of feels like Joe's the reason he got fired, but this is the guy that did it.
In a business, and he's going to let an alcoholic fat fuck named Joe fire somebody with 10 years of experience because he complained that Joe won't train my fucking coworkers.
All right, so Joe won't train my fucking coworkers.
Okay.
Oh, so, okay, no, he complained to the boss. Joe, I think this is what he's saying. Joe, hey, Joe's not training properly.
Maybe it's like, hey, I'm doing this guy's job.
Yes.
What the hell?
And then Joe put this on the radio. And then the guy's like, you know what? I like Joe more than you.
Because he complained that Joe won't train my fucking coworkers, and Joe puts nigger on the fucking radio, and Joe drinks next door and won't tell shit.
Oh, okay. He puts his rap music probably? Okay.
I don't want to like overly like be a white guy, but I think what it means is he probably like plays rap really loud.
Which is, that is a weird thing I've noticed. Like when I, growing up working in like, whether it be like a restaurant or whatever, you would always like, obviously you have a radio on at work,
yeah.
But you'd be like, oh, I got to put it on the radio.
Now or
I got
to Spotify.
I've noticed that now I go into places and they don't care about that. They are just playing like heinous shit sometimes.
Yeah. There's like in the back, like boxing shit up, and some guy's just got like, what's her name? The Uber chick playing. And she's just like, oh, my pussy, fuck me 100 times.
I have, to show my age and be like an old fogey, I guess. Like, I'm never offended, but I'm always like, oh, it's kind of weird that they're doing that.
It's bizarre. It's a bizarre, like, there should be some level of, like, a professional courtesy, even just from, like, hey, it's a good idea for us to not do that just for, like, the way it looks,
or
even if you don't think it's fair, even if you think it shouldn't matter, just like, hey, why do that to yourself?
Yeah, or one hand, sometimes it's like you walk into a place that's like not busy, and usually, like, because I've maybe had that happen to me in the past, and then you go and you turn on the radio. They don't do that. like they don't even do that. Kids don't do that anymore. It's just like they got whatever blasting, and they're also going to ignore you for a while.
Well, dude, when you're on the bus, like I've talked about loud Bluetooth speaker bus guy.
Yeah.
You know what they don't care about? The volume of their music and the content of that music.
Door and won't tell shit to my coworkers because he's a cuck. Fucking loser coward, just like Darren.
So he probably complained and was like, Darren. Hey, dude, this guy's like blasting fucking like crass music all the time and they didn't do anything.
He's not training anyone. He just sits around.
And they do nothing, but then so, like that guy says something to this guy and then he gets fired. So he's just like, what the fuck?
Fucking loser coward, just like Darren. The cuck.
Darren.
Loser coward. Coward, loser, fucking cunt.
I do love calling people cowards, though. I love that. That's one of my favorite things.
Coward. Coward, loser, fucking cunt.
Edit your video. Take this part.
Just say, I need to make sure everyone sees me seething. Again. I've been where this guy is.
Yeah, no, I mean, you get it.
We've all been there.
You get it.
But you know what I usually don't do is I don't pull out my phone and I don't, like, record myself being that guy.
Yeah, I was hoping. I mean, it's always fucking hard. Once one of these videos gets shared everywhere, because I'm like, I wanted to find his actual account because I want to see what his other videos are.
Tracing it back is such a nightmare.
Because his other videos are probably like, oh, hey, guys, we're just hanging out, playing a little...
I'm opening Pokemon cards, hoping for the shadowless rare Charizard.
And then you're just a kid, watching him open the Pokemon cards. You scroll up one, and it's
getting fired from the UPS store by this cuck loser, fucking coward.
Hey, coward, you know what though?
Loser.
He didn't say the F slur once.
No, the cuck's the new one.
He was so angry that you know that like it would have been
drop the N bomb.
Yes. But it would have been real easy to just be like, it's like ripped out of you like a seance, like pulling a ghost out of a body. You're too angry to know what to do. But he didn't say it once.
Won't even fire me at the beginning of my shift. Wait till the end of my shift. Here he is, Darren the.
That's like the worst part about all of it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
End of your shift.
Fucking loser who doesn't know shit about running a business, and he's gonna let an alcoholic fat fuck named Joe fire somebody with 10 years of experience because he complained that Joe won't train my fucking coworkers, and Joe puts nigger on the fucking radio, and Joe drinks next door and won't tell shit to my coworkers.
Drinks next
he's
door.
A cuck fucking loser.
You know what
town,
I like?
Just like
I have all these weird likes about this. He's angry, but he's not stuttering. He's
no,
not,
he's really.
He doesn't
yeah.
stumble on his
he's
words.
He's on it, dude.
Yeah, his anger is so pure that he's just like, I'm just gonna let it all come out, and he doesn't like stammer. He's not even saying like or he's just it's coming out raw.
Yeah. He repeats himself a few times, but yeah, he's just going for it. He's just feeling it.
Yeah,
Darren, the cuck, fucking loser, coward, loser, fucking cunt.
Turns into a fucking a DMX gap.
Oh man.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him, I guess.
Yeah, he said the N-word, really shouldn't have, but he didn't say it out of weirdly enough, he didn't say it out of anger.
No.
He like the word was he didn't say N-word because he was angry, but he didn't say the N-word out of anger, if that makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. It's just he's gonna lose a lot of people. He should yeah. know his audience. Yeah. He should know. Eat my shirts in the Twitch chat. He definitely cried after this video. Yeah, he just gets in the car and cries.
Oh man. Hey, it sucks to lose a job right now.
Yeah,
it's a job you've had for 10 years.
It sucks.
Yeah. What a
and
coward.
Work a shift and then like
working a shift, dude.
Working a shift and like, oh hey, before you leave, let me talk to you real quick. Can I just we're gonna have to let you go because wait, who's the one who's complaining about?
Jack or Joe. Joe. Yeah,
because Joe drinks next door and puts N-word on the radio, so yeah. You gotta go.
You gotta go. Because like my job, I've complained a lot about how scummy the layoff was.
Yeah.
But they did it first thing.
Okay.
We came in, like everybody had a meeting to a Zoom.
Big
giant Zoom
yeah,
meeting
invite.
that was out of nowhere. Coming from like a guy that was way too high to mean business and like for a lot of people, and we're like, uh-oh, this is either really, really good news or really, really bad. But it was like the first thing. I was at work like 2.5 hours that day. So like at the very least, like we had a little bit of time. I mean, we didn't have very much time. If they would have made me work a shift and then laid me off, I would have been livid.
Yeah, that is kind of infuriating.
Yeah.
So we have the first casualty of the Super Bowl, the upcoming Super Bowl.
Oh no. It's a Philly guy, isn't it?
Yeah. Philly guy.
Oh, they don't know how they don't know how to act like they've been there before.
He was, up on a fucking, traffic light or a street sign or something. And he fell.
Oh Jesus.
Up first, breaking news, the teenager who fell from a pole.
Oh wow.
Celebrating the
that killed him. Or is he the guy standing up there right now?
No, that's where he fell. I mean, I skipped ahead because there's the actual videos of it. It's higher than it looks from here. Because some of these people are on people's, like, shoulders and shit.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it, like, looks smaller. But he's up pretty high, and he basically falls right on his head.
Oh, Jesus.
NFC Championship win has died. That's according to sources, and we've just learned the victim was a student at Temple University. Video captured the chaos in Center City on Sunday. This is the 10 o'clock news. I'm Sheba Russell.
And I'm Jason Martinez. Police told R. Kelly Rule that this 18-year-old young man climbed the pole and then fell on his head. He was initially reported to be in critical condition. New video just obtained tonight captures the moments that teenager was on top of the pole at 15th and Market Sunday night when witnesses say he lost his grip falling to the ground.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. When it zooms down, you can tell how high up he really is.
And this reminds me, I forget if it was just because the Red Sox were going to the World Series or it must have been after they won in 2004 when they, like, it was after their first win since 1918 after the curse of the Bambino.
Yeah.
They were having one of these, like, down by Fenway and, the cops are shooting rubber bullets into the crowd, and this girl, like, got a rubber bullet to the fucking eyeball and
Jesus
died.
Christ. Fucking... Yeah. Like, here's the thing. This is way, way, way too early to do this kind of
celebration. No, exactly. Yeah.
Like, did I celebrate when Seth Rollins had his match against Randy Orton? Or did I wait until he cashed in his money in the bank in the middle of the title match to turn it into a three-way and then won the belt?
Exactly.
When was I dancing on my car, Jim?
Yeah, this is better. It's better to die after the Super Bowl victory.
Yes.
Than what is this? Just the fucking NFC Championship? Get out of here.
Hey,
what a worthless death.
To use Cambodian bridge rules, during the Super Bowl win, the crowd's going to be way more crowded. So you're likely to fall on people or get caught. This isn't going to be crowded enough. So you're just going to, like, it's like, when you jump off the stage at a concert and everyone's like, no way, I'm not catching you. There's not enough of us here.
Yeah, no, get the fuck out of
here. Don't stage dive during the fucking opener.
This is to say police were quick to respond.
Temple University says first-year
student. Damn, a gymnast? Now it's like, not to fucking throw salt in the wound, but how are you falling? You're a gymnast.
Yeah,
or, come on. You should know how to fall.
Yeah, at least like a monk in D&D and just like use your reaction to take what, like what? This joke is so fucking far gone. Jim, in D&D, a monk can use a reaction when he's falling to take... I think four times his level less damage from fall damage. Because he's a monk. So as a gymnast,
Then he must be stronger than a monk.
He should have used his reaction.
Sustained critical injuries over the weekend and died this afternoon. They say he was from Toronto, majored in exercise and sports science, and was a member of Temple's club gymnastics team. In a statement, the university says, as an accomplished gymnast with more than 120 medals, Tyler was fascinated with injury prevention, and this ultimately led him to pursue the major.
Ironic death. Maybe
future ahead of him, and it is Jim, so tragic that we will
maybe
not...
he had a monkey's paw.
Ooh.
Wished for the Eagles to win, and then the injury prevention expert who was celebrating too early died of a preventable injury.
This is like
a monkey's paw, a nefarious genie wish, perhaps.
It's totally like a fucking Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Be able to see how he would have made his mark on the world.
Now, this is one of several celebrations that turned dangerous, with Eagles fans climbing poles and cars after the Birds advanced to the Super Bowl. Nearly three dozen people were cited for disorderly conduct. A driver charged with running into a group of people as well, and two officers assaulted. Police are also looking for the person captured on video.
I'm okay with that last crime.
Into the air during celebrations. We'll stay on top of this as it develops as we continue our coverage of the Super Bowl 59 in just a minute.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they should just shut down the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We don't care who wins anyways. So because this was a senseless death, this poor young gymnast, we should just cancel the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. We'll start a new season next year and go from there.
Or we go, hey, we don't make the rules. We're going to disqualify
both teams.
Both teams.
Yep.
And the Bucks get to play the Commanders again. And hey, it's only fair.
Yeah, just cancel the bowl. You know we're going to win that bowl. I can never find that one. Actually, let me see if I can find it real quick. For people that don't know, we usually go over Super Bowl hype songs as we get closer to the game.
Yeah.
And we find some fucking gems.
Yeah, and then oftentimes the Buccaneers will play the Chiefs, and they'll beat them 40-6 because the Chiefs can't even score a single touchdown. Like, sometimes that's what happens. Jim. Sometimes that's what happens in the game.
Because that was like a Niners. Was that a Niners one?
It was a Niners year, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to fucking find it.
There's 0%. Sometimes you have a hard time finding them, like, when they're brand new. Except those two blonde girls that stopped making songs. We can always find them. And obviously our boy Pat Riott. You can always find those.
Oh, Pat Riott, we love. You know we going to
Pat Riott's a goddamn institution.
You know we going to win that bow.
Dude, all the new listeners are going to get to learn about Pat Riott.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like we don't have an excuse to play Pat Riott, though.
I mean, like during the Super Bowl.
We can't. We got to save. You're not going to hear Pat Riott for 10 years until the Patriots are good again.
I don't want to wait that long.
So in more horrendous shit.
Oh, no.
This nurse or whatever she is, putting up videos of her twerking on disabled patients' heads on her social media.
No, this is like the like modern day version of the like the dentist that does fucked up stuff all year.
Yes. This one's not bad, kind of. This one's bad when he's in the tub, though.
Oh, my God. Well, and then you get to see what she really looks like. Because I was,
yeah,
I
no
almost
wig.
Called her sexy.
Yeah,
she's gonna glad I held my tongue. Glad I held my tongue.
It really is kind of like, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that no one's going to see this? You're putting it on your socials? I guess it's literally the response you see when it's like, damn, didn't know this was going to blow up, though.
Yeah, she should have put the... like the live emoji face over her face.
Yes.
Then no
or at
really
least over
her.
The at least well I guess it wouldn't matter if she put it over like the retarded guy's
face. They would have thought he was dead.
Loganville woman went viral on TikTok for dancing suggestively above a disabled person's head. She's now behind bars. They showed 19-year-old Lucretia Carmasa Coylin.
Have fun with that one, Jim.
Yeah, Lucretia Carmasa Coylin of Loganville dancing above the man who was seated in a chair. They executed a search warrant and arrested Coyne on January 23rd, charged with one felony count of exploitation of a disabled person. She was booked and being held in Walton County Jail. Fox 5 Atlanta viewers who witnessed the post claim Coyne also made a second video which she danced above a man seated in what appeared to be a bathtub. In both videos, Coyne was dressed in what appeared to be medical scrubs.
See,
oh, does
Jim,
she not even like an orderly or anything like that?
Oh, I assume she was.
She must be. She couldn't just put the outfit on for it, maybe.
Disorderly. And you know what, Jim? You're putting your money where your mouth is because that's why Game Time is behind a paywall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, true.
You don't want to, you know, you can't just let everybody see this.
This is such a wild idea to have and then follow through with.
Yeah, this is insane. And to do more than once.
Yeah, it's like different dudes. I mean, it's kind of hilarious to do it when he's in the bathtub, though.
Well, and I mean,
you
she
can't deny comedy.
She gooning though. She and I'm talking about our version of gooning, not this new version.
She put like a pill in his mouth.
Yeah, what she
I didn't
do?
Even catch that at
cyanide,
the end there.
Cyanide pill. It's a hospice. What is she doing?
Yeah, she's putting something in his mouth. Jesus. There's people out there. People get mad at us because we make commentaries. We're not dancing on some tard's head, you know?
Yeah.
So at least we could say that. We could take that to the bank.
Hey, at least I still have my pride.
Oh, and actually, yeah, two quick ones. So... We have, is this comedy or do you feel bad? Do you feel bad for a humanoid robot getting bullied? Kai Cenat bought a $70,000 robot and they just like push it around.
So I saw this and it looks fake.
I mean, it could be. I mean, it probably is, but it's still, even if it's fake, I'm just saying like,
yes,
looking at yes. it as just a robot though, because it's essentially like having an iPad, tossing an iPad around.
The thing is, and I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but it's like, I compare it to C-3PO versus R2-D2.
Yeah, yeah.
Where C-3PO can talk and is humanoid, so inherently you view him as more of a person than you do R2-D2, even though R2-D2 is arguably way smarter and way more capable. Like, if you were going to give rights to a robot, you'd probably give it to C-3PO first.
You feel more bad for C-3PO that he can't drink at the cantina than like, oh yeah, R2, you just have to leave the cantina, no big deal.
Yeah, but this robot you're going to feel more sorry for than you would like an AI on an iPad or something like that, right?
Like, it definitely doesn't try to run away. Like, one headline was like, he tries to run away, but you could see that Kai is holding it and trying to, like, guide it. But at the very least, it's some sort of piece of technology that looks like a person and can kind of walk around.
I only
you know?
Saw a GIF of what it looked like was running away, and that's why I thought it was fake.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny, though. But I also do feel bad for the robot.
Yeah. It's also just like boring.
Yeah.
there, man, nigga. Nigga, where your mom at, nigga? Where your mom at, boy?
Maybe I feel bad for it because I feel like this is me in the arcade when I'm in like fourth grade and an older black kid's bullying me.
I mean, this
trying to take my quarters.
This
and
is
shit.
Like what those guys did to that guy that wanted to meet up with the 18-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because he tries to make it. I mean, it does glitch out.
What the fuck was that? Wait,
he's actually having it. Yeah, here they try to make it seem like he's run. He's clearly not trying to run away. Kai's like carrying
I saw an edited version then because that, okay. It. I think someone made it look like it kept going out the door.
Oh, I see. That's going to be your boy at Royal Rumble tomorrow, my guy.
Kai Cenat?
Yeah, Kai's going to be there and Speed. They're both going to be there.
Speed sucks. I don't know enough about Kai, but if this is all I know, it seems like he sucks too.
Bro, this is 70,000, bro. Well, he's tweaking, bro.
I mean, it's so basic, I guess. Like, it's such. Don't get me wrong. I was making fun of a fat girl with some of the laziest jokes, but it's also such low hanging fruit to just be like, hey, let's get a robot and like push it.
I mean, let's
bully this robot.
In some cases, why I appreciate it is because I feel like I'd try this at least once. Like, well, what if we started pushing him around? Because it's like when you're playing a video game and sometimes you get bored and you're like, all right, I'm going to be a villain now.
I say this every time, but it's also like, then do that. Why is your camera on?
Fair. Well,
it's different when you're doing it for this.
This is his gig. He's an IRL guy, so like he streams everything. He does, you didn't watch, what was it called? He streamed all of November. It was called, I forget what it was called, like Mafia something. I don't know.
I have no
but
idea.
He streamed for the whole month straight.
Oh.
Even while he was sleeping, he brought in, you didn't see NPC Miles coming in while he was sleeping.
I don't know what any of this is. I am like, and I'm thankful right in this moment, I know nothing about any of this shit. I don't know anything about, like, what little exposure I get to these people, they're usually the worst.
Oh, thank you, Kim Gomez. Not as entertaining as Jim's first Super Chat song. Thank you.
Wow, good job, Jim.
Thank you. I beat Kai Cenat in something, finally.
Nailed it.
And then I guess to close it out, we got another creep in a grocery store. Although, to be fair, this is more of like a consenting adult thing. Because remember, watch the other one where the old guy was like, I want to suck your dick or whatever.
Yeah, because he was looking at was clearly an adult, and then he kept saying he was 15, and he's like, no, you're not.
But what's wild to me is that, like, everyone's still so horny all the time. Like, why are they always so horny? But then again, I don't know. I guess that's what happens to old guys. You always hear about, like, old guys in a nursing home, and they're, like, gross and horny.
Yes, all they do is fuck.
But it's like, I don't know what this bit is where, like, young black teens go up to old white guys in stores and try to hit on them to see what they'll do.
Maybe it's like a shotgun blast where like they ask like 500 of them and got one of them to respond.
True. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's not working on everyone, but they're hitting more than I'd expect.
Yeah, that's true. The fact that there's a second video.
Keep playing I tag. You're going to holler at your boy.
Huh?
You're going to keep playing I tag. You're going to holler at your boy. Sexy.
That's kind of funny to me.
Me sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I am.
You want to take a bite of me? Take a big boy for a ride?
I don't think my ass could handle you probably well, huh?
Mm-hmm. You could handle me right.
Now, is this fake, do you think? Or is this guy, like, quick on the draw? Like,
I mean, he jumped in head first.
You got to give it to him for the gumption, right?
Like, it's like...
I don't think my ass could handle it.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is being pretty blatant. So it's like, what are you to assume? Because this guy's probably too old to know that this is a trap video.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he probably just thinks like, oh, cool. I'm so happy this is happening.
Yeah. Hell, don't threaten me with a compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
You think I'm sexy? I am sexy.
For a ride.
It's also super embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like when someone's sexts get leaked and it's like, you know, in the moment it was probably fine. But when everyone's just looking at it in the harsh light of day, it's just embarrassing.
Take a big boy for a ride.
Quit replaying this over and over, Jim.
I don't think my ass could handle you probably well, huh?
Mm-hmm. You could handle me right up, huh?
Yeah, I probably could, dude.
Mm-hmm. You want to try? You do?
You're a policeman, right?
I'm not a police. I'm just a sexy man looking for a freak off.
That does seem like a real reaction. Like, all right, you're a cop.
I think, yeah, he eventually figured it out.
Yeah. All right, you're a cop, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because this is just my dreams coming true.
Either I'm asleep and I'm dreaming, or you're a police officer.
Oh. How many inches you got down there?
10.
No shit.
10. Yep.
Watch this.
You have a good one.
Watch this. He tries to walk away.
Hang on.
Oh. Oh.
I don't have any money if you're expecting to get money.
Oh, no.
Were you expecting to get this done?
Yeah, I mean, then it cuts off. He's like, yeah, I ain't going to pay for it, but where do you want to do the damn thing?
Yeah, I like that. He's like, well, see you later. He's like, wait a second. I thought I was going to fuck you.
Wait a second. You got 10 inches.
Here's the thing. That old guy's a hero.
Yeah, he kind of is. He's kind of like, because again, it's not like he's doing the other guy. He's like, I'm 14, though. And he's like, yeah, so, like, what are we going to do? I get off at 11. Yeah.
Ain't nothing here getting exposed other than a fucking a hero at work.
And to be fair to this poor gentleman, he grew up in a different time. He probably had to, like, wink and do signals to then be like, all right, let's go in the bathroom here and fucking do what needs to be done.
Yeah. The only difference between this and a video of a guy, like, rescuing someone out of a flaming car is that there's no flaming car in this video. There's only a flaming old man.
Yeah, I was about to go there myself. Thank you, Matthew. See in the YouTube chat, this is gay guy shit.
Yeah,
exactly. But this is what it's like. It's a peep through the peephole.
Yeah, it's just an earnest old gay guy.
I like that he just goes with it immediately.
Yeah, good for him.
You think I'm sexy? Well, no shit.
Tag, you're gonna holler at your boy,
huh?
You're gonna keep playing I tag. You're gonna holler at your boy, sexy.
You consider me sexy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I am.
You want to take a bite of me? Take a big boy for a ride?
I don't think my ass could handle you probably well. Huh?
I like that his voice is like the joke voice I'd use if I was going to be this guy. I don't know about that. I think you might be too well hung, sonny.
I think you got a fat dick.
I can't wait to fuck you, son. I sure am horny.
Mm-hmm. You could handle me right up, huh?
Yeah, I probably could, dude.
Mm-hmm. Dude. That's him, like, kind of putting him on his level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it too, Skibbity.
I'm still cool. I can't wait to come. If I'm a goon.
I've been gooning in Ohio. I am him.
Get.
You got to get over there.
I think Kai invented GAT. One of them invented GAT. GAT.
You do?
You're a policeman, right?
I'm not a police. I'm just a sexy man looking for a freak off.
I like the idea of a freak off. I think this, you know what? I think this old man deserves a freak off. Give him his freak off, damn it.
What's funny, though, is like the more things change, the more things they stay the same, or whatever the fucking saying is.
Yep.
Is because, like, yes, this is a thing they're doing. Like, they're on one hand, they're doing it in person, like with their phone out, filming some guy in a Walmart. But when I think back to it, like when AOL first blew up, me and my friends would be at 1 a.m. in a chat room, like leading on a gay guy. just saying, like, oh, yeah, why don't you film me with your hot spunk? And there's just this, well, it's probably just other kids being like thinking they're leading on a gay guy. But then again, there's always the chance that you just have some gay guy on the other end that's all frothed up. And we're cracking up. We think it's so funny.
I pretended to be TJ Lavin for 3 years.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
How many inches you got down there?
10.
No shit.
10. Yep.
Yeah, he turns around for that one.
Hey. Sexy.
Hang on.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't have any money if you're expecting to get money.
This guy rules.
Yeah.
Expecting to get this done.
Yeah, where are you going to get this done? I just feel like the kid just went and fucked him.
Yeah.
That's why the video stopped, because he's like, you know what? I wasn't gay before. But I'm gay now.
I'm trapped. Good good job, sir. You fucking reversed me.
But yeah, doing this back in the day, it was just a lot of like...
It's like when you see a video of a fisherman and they like hook a marlin that they're not expected for and get yanked into the ocean. This guy doing the video just got yanked into the ocean.
He didn't. Yeah, he bit off more than he could chew for sure. Yeah, that old guy does have Riz.
That guy rules. That old guy rules.
Obama.
Paul Talk and the Brandon Call Gym.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Max. I mean, of course, yeah, going back to the old, it wasn't Pal Talk. Wait, was it? I forget. We have that old Brandon call where, yeah, basically we'd just be on Craigslist. I think they took these away. Didn't they have the like.
Oh, the near misses or whatever?
Yeah. It wasn't even the near miss. It was just like, you know, men seeking men, women seeking women, whatever it was. They're classifieds. I think they took them away. But yeah, we had Brandon. Getting a guy on the phone all hot and bothered.
I think this guy's like an early contender for Feldman of the Year.
He's up
there.
Put him on the list because we definitely will remember him.
Yeah, he deserves to be on the list.
We'll remember him. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll have fucking theme songs and AI songs about this guy.
Yeah, Bill Barnsworth. Thank you, Employee 75. Yeah, William Bill Barnsworth.
Hell yeah.
Damn, time flies, ladies and gentlemen.
Time flies when you're struggling to talk because you screamed all part one.
Oh shit. I don't even have my goddamn playlist ready.
Yes, you do, Jim. Don't lie. Why are you lying? Yeah. Everybody in the chat, if you think Jim's lying, start just spamming the number 3 just over and over. If you think Jim's lying. Because that's what I think. Hold on. Personally, that's what I think is happening.
Jim is lying.
See, Jeff's spamming threes. Jeff. If everybody in the chat agrees with Jeff, start spamming threes in the chat.
Let's see.
Oh, what? What? What?
There we go.
See?
I never ready.
Jim was lying.
Caught me slipping. I see threes in the chat. Favorite part of the show?
That Corey video was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, wait, which one?
Of him playing at the convention.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one.
Yeah. First Super Chat Names was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Corey's rap.
Yeah.
His freestyle he did. Him getting mad at his guitar player is always fun. Yeah. I mean, a lot of Corey moments. Also, of course, got to give it up to the chat. Thank you. Yeah. We got over 100 likes. Next time, we got to get over 110.
Big fat Uber lady.
Oh, yeah. Fat Uber lady. A lot of good ones. Jeff's opening bits.
Yeah.
And AI. I was going to say AI Jeff, but I just did say Jeff in general.
You're just going like, hey.
Yeah, hey. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with the fat Uber lady. A lot of great stuff.
Yeah, amazing episode. One of the greatest of all time.
Oh, Corey. Actually, you know what? Corey's orange bit.
Oh,
that was great.
Yeah, that was pretty
funny. I'm just
funny.
Doing orange jokes. What's going on?
I'm just talking about how these oranges are free. They don't cost anything.
What do you mean?
Wow. Fantastic. Hey, you know what else is free? Not just oranges, Jim.
What's that?
The first tier of our Patreon.
Ooh, yes.
Which is at patreon.com/JimAndThem. If you want to be a freetard, you can join the free tier. There's a little over a dozen shows on there. I think it's 16 or so shows. All sorts of stuff. Good representation of what our Patreon is like. If you think we're funny, if you like our show, you want to check it out, dude. I am like,
wow, your voice.
I am fucking wavering right now. I am flagging. But if you want to check it out, there's all sorts of great representations of what you'll get if you join the actual real tiers of the Patreon. If not, hey, tons of great stuff for you to enjoy if you got some time to kill. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/JimAndThem. Jim, what do we got up there for people right now?
Oh, my goodness. What do we got? Oh, we just put up Mike and I. Went to see Companion on Monday. We got to see it a little bit early. The movie is now in theaters. So we went over, we discussed the film. There's a good chunk of that. There's about 29 minutes of non-spoiler talk. So even if you haven't seen the film, you can listen to us talk about general thoughts and just the movie as a whole.
When you hear the booms, check out.
And yeah, when you hear the booms, check out. You don't want spoilers. go see the movie, listen to our discussion. We also just recorded a commentary for the latest God's Not Dead film. What the fuck is it called again? God's Not Dead. In God We Trust.
In God We Trust.
We've watched, this is the fifth God's Not Dead, and we've watched all of them on our Patreon. So that'll be going up shortly. That'll be our February movie commentary. Last month was Kraven, Kraven the Hunter. We also have, we have CSI, which is our true crime show. We also have Jimtervention, where we watch the show Intervention. Mike had never seen it before we started watching it on the Patreon.
I didn't know anything about it.
We also recorded a Pitchstorm It Ain't Easy that's going to be going up shortly. That's just a small taste. There's a lot more where that came from. Patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Now, Jim, what would happen if people went to ShowsWhatYouKnow.com? What would they find there?
ShowsWhatYouKnow.com, I host a podcast discussing television shows with Jacob Burrows. We're talking about Severance Season 2. Severance is a great show. It's on Apple TV right now. It only took us 3 years to get to Season 2. We're excited. We're loving it. We also talked about Skeleton Crew, which was a Disney Plus Star Wars show. And that and more. We also did, we've discussed every episode of The Sopranos, other shows. Find it all at showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. My endorsement, Jim. You beat me to it. Go see Companion.
Oh, yes.
A fantastic film. If you like great movies, then you should go take your girlfriend to Companion for Valentine's Day. It is the ultimate Valentine's Day film. I loved it. Go see it. Companion, in theaters now.
Hell yeah. Welp, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.